for like the next 8 minutes, let's just make a deal, a covenant. I'm not gonna pick any of the low-hanging dad joke fruit about this scripture for the disciples sheltering in place during some Jesus follower pandemic or anything like that. If you try to see the message beyond a commentary on COVID politics, I think we're all bigger than that, right? Right? Okay. But on a more serious note, there's a powerfully important message here about what fear and anxiety does to us. In this scripture, we see how letting Jesus into those locked doors or those places of chaos in our life can ground us in a way that gets us back on track to seeing and becoming the people we have been made to be. Sounds good, right? So let's begin today with our scripture and see how the disciples went from fear and anxiety to hope and action. And then we'll talk a little bit about what it means for us today. Now, I'm going to be as plain as possible today because I wholeheartedly believe that if everyone could hear this message, that none of us need to pretend or hide parts of ourselves to encounter God's grace, the world would be changed, right? When we faithfully embrace the peace and forgiveness that Jesus offers us, we will be free to become the people who we have been made to be. Full stop. Anything less limits God's and our own ability to grow as disciples. And so we begin with the terrified disciples hiding from everyone but this small group. They're hiding from the known and the unknown, and I'm sure the vibe in that room behind the locked doors was absolute total chaos. Trying to sort out how they would make it out of the city, or what they would do with their lives, or what's next would have had the stress levels of like an Assassin's Creed video game stealth mission or an Ocean's 11 style heist. Cowering in fear for their lives is not the tone Jesus modeled for these men. And as a side note, it seems that the only people who had the guts to be out and about on that first Easter Sunday were the women and Thomas, who we'll hear about next week, who was out running some errands or something. But by and large, this wasn't the picture Jesus trained these men to do with their lives. But in all fairness, the rabbi did just get killed in a manner that was reserved for the worst of the worst, and they didn't know what to do next. And then suddenly, through the locked door, Jesus appears and says, "Peace." Not just once, but twice, he speaks peace to these men. And now, hope had shown up from the other side of the grave and begins to give them marching orders. Jesus doesn't spend time asking them questions about why they're hiding or what they were doing. He gives them his peace and the gift of the Spirit. Jesus is literal living proof that we can still be hopeful no matter what we feel we need to be hiding from. Jesus doesn't make light of the dire situation that the disciples are in, but he also equips and empowers them to transform the world. Contrast that with where they are right now. When we let Jesus into the chaos and the locked doors of our lives, we are equipped with the Spirit and empowered by the unconditional grace to live beyond our past mistakes and our current anxieties. Powerful, right? Think for a minute about where you have chaos and locked doors in your life. Why do you feel you have to hold that back from God? When you feel like God's love will be taken away if you were to open up those locked doors and show God your baggage, you know, we miss out. But do you feel like that? Because I do. Like, my self-doubt walks beside me daily. But my prayer is that I allow Jesus to walk more closely than even that. My prayer is that you will know that you're in your bones, that there is nothing that you can do that will disqualify you from God's grace. And there's nothing that you can do to earn that grace either. However, when you let Jesus into the chaos, he will help bring order. That's what the first creation narrative is all about, God bringing order out of the chaos. And so if you think that you need to hide part of who you are until you're good enough to be presented to God, remember that God is in the business of bringing order to chaos. We are not accepted by God because we hide parts of who we are. We're accepted in spite of us hiding and limiting what we show God. God is doing a new thing with you and with me right now. God will transform your whole self if you choose to let God work with your whole self. That's not just an individual pursuit either. You see, as pastor, as somebody who works with community, the church must be a place where we can be the embodiment of Jesus, taking seriously the weight of being stewards of the chaos that our community members offer up. We need to reflect the care that Jesus did with those disciples in that locked room. They were vulnerable, and Jesus took their anxiety and spoke peace to them. We as the church will be called to share our chaos in the hope that we can be transformed through the Holy Spirit, working in community and with Jesus to help us be transformed. Other times, we're called to tenderly walk with somebody who is unlocking a door that hasn't seen the light of day for years and let Jesus in just a little bit more. In these cases, we don't just learn about our brothers and sisters, but we learn more and more about the character of God and the empowering truth that we have been fully forgiven for the person that the world sees and for the chaos that we keep behind the locked doors. This week, may you find peace and hope in knowing that there is nothing you need to hide from God to find favor. And with the knowledge that you may give witness to those whose lives are dominated by isolation and anxiety, and invite them into the hope and connection in the name of Jesus. Friends, when we let Jesus into the chaos of our lives, we begin to tap into that full potential of being the people who we have been created to be. Not having to worry about wearing masks or living behind locked doors or putting up walls and barriers. But that when Jesus says, I want your whole life, it's because God wants to do a new thing in your whole self. And so friends, this week, let us not hide behind those walls and those doors and those masks. Let's not try to protect God from the chaos that we bring, because God is that one who speaks order into chaos and says that it is very good. My friends, on this week, may we be stewards of our own chaos, letting God in and journeying tenderly with those who share their chaos with us. Amen.